Saturday, April 29th. President went over to Walker's yesterday afternoon, still over there. He phoned this morning about the briefing book, and then this afternoon called me over at 2:30 for a couple hours and ruined the one short period of good sunshine, as he has every day since we've been here. He had read Bob Novak's speech attacking the press and was ecstatic about it once it circulated, making the point of the advocacy of the theory in the press. Tell Buchanan to have Agnew read it as a speech, put it out as a text. Thinks that we should seriously consider as a basic strategy taking the press on as an enemy, and that we should get all of our people constantly attacking the press, specifying the national media, praising the local press. We should be sure that everybody reads the Novak piece. On political front, he made the point that the most effective way now for us to build McGovern is to get out some fake polls showing him doing well in trial heats. He thinks we need to take Hubert on regarding all his switching of positions, need to knock him down and build McGovern up. He talked to Henry while I was over there, gave him some more instructions on his Paris negotiations, took a very firm line that Henry's to turn down any attempt by them to delay. He's to get some positive and affirmative action while he's there, or we cut loose. He also told him to announce the 1,000 sorties a day and wants it for American public opinion, get it to Ziegler and Scali and put it out in Saigon. On the SALT meeting on Monday, he wants to have Rogers, Laird, and Moore all there, with Laird primed ahead of time to agree. Then only the press will go out, only the president will go out to the press to make the announcement. There will be a photo opportunity of the group in the meeting. He got into some discussion with Henry on some obvious negotiations Henry's been having with Dobrynin regarding the airplane in Russia and that sort of thing. End of April 29th.